I'm Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. Most people are aware that Catholics are obliged to go to Mass each and every Sunday, but Mass is available also to us each and every day. And there are so many people, so many of you who watch this network, who take advantage of that tremendous blessing, daily Mass, daily Holy Communion. Isn't it marvelous that we have the Mass in the first place? It is nothing other than the very sacrifice of Christ. All salvation, all grace, all blessing flows from Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection. And since the Mass is that very same sacrifice, it is true to say that every grace, every blessing, and all salvation flows from the Mass. When we think of it in those terms, not only can we understand why we have to go every week, but it's a marvel that we are not required to go every day. For those who do go every day, marvelous graces abound. And people can admit that and see that in their experience, being nourished on the Word of God, receiving the Blessed Sacrament. I've always had a dream, brothers and sisters, that at every daily Mass in all our parishes, the Masses would be filled to overflowing. Couldn't that happen? Couldn't we so fervently proclaim everywhere the wonders of the Eucharist that people would begin taking the time and the trouble to come to Mass every day? Imagine this. Suppose at the local shopping center it were announced that every day they would be handing out $100 bills to anyone who would simply show up. That's all that would be required. Do you think many people would say, you know, I'm so busy, I don't have the time to go driving down there and standing online, and gee, I've got so many things to do, I don't just want to take the trouble to do that. I have a hunch that the lines would be pretty long and the parking lot would be pretty crowded every single day. Is it possible to compare the value of the Blessed Eucharist and Holy Communion to $100, even to $1 million? It's God himself. It's Christ Jesus. Let's thank God for the opportunity of Mass. Let's encourage others to come with us. If you go to daily Mass, bring other people along as well. Try to get them into the habit. This is a good time also to remind you of the norms in regard to receiving Holy Communion. Many people don't know this. We are allowed to receive Holy Communion twice in a given day. The second time does not have to be a special Mass. Let's receive our Lord frequently and fervently. Let's thank him for the gift of the Eucharist.